Blog Talk Radio. November 27th in Two Big go. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, it's a big show. It's Love Jones. It's a musical. It's magical thing and a scene of the original movie with the stars of Eddie Chan, music, Soul Child, and Ted Mattel. Rocking the mind, polish, and see life. Check us out as we combine this with the finalist love story. Coming to the Verizon Theater, Sunday, November 27th, it's a big show. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now.
I'm looking for the best, the brightest, and I was gonna lie, but you know you see me lying now, and I'm gonna start off with
thank you.
picked this because I did a story about the elephant being in the room.
Thank you. I'm thinking one in particular, Ted Titties in the front row. Thank you so much. Thank you, audience coordinator, for putting those titties up in the front row. God bless you. That was distracting me. I was supposed to go, oh, it was. Yeah. Oh, y'all here? Yeah, huh?
Yeah. You're lovely, though, by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Congratulations, my friend.
I'm glad y'all are here. It's very good. Yo, congratulations to you, my friend. Look at that white woman you're with. God damn. Like that.
Let's be honest. That little girl that went missing, she was sailing. Little girl went sailing, God damn it. But she was sailing and went missing in the Indian Ocean, okay? And they spent, good Lord, her mask broke and she was floating around, and she gave out her little signal or beacon. They spent $500,000, like tax money, to search for her. Now, if that's my daughter, I want that to happen too, but. If you go sailing, let's be honest, how long do you think that? They don't spend $5,000, come on. Remember football players in Miami went missing? They went sailing? They looked for them for 8 minutes. Maybe. They just sent somebody at the edge of the beach. I don't see him. We have to call off the search because there's too much sun. The conditions are abnormally difficult. If I go sailing, I'm taking a white baby on a keychain with me. If my boat go down, they don't find me. I'm going to have it hooked right to the side of my belt. And I'm going to dress the baby real white, too. I'm going to put sweatpants on it and a pair of Ugg boots, and I'm going to take a picture. Now, look at this white baby. You don't come get me. This white baby going down with me. I hate how much fun black people can have racially, man. It's just, I can say anything I goddamn want racially. And why do you have to sit there and take it? I am evil. Yes, he's like, come on, man. I don't even say anything to that. I love a little racial. Look, man. You know, let's be fair. I mean, honestly, be nicer with the racial game. I mean, I like to talk to white people about being honest about Obama. You gave it a shot. You did. You gave it a 2-year shot, like, oh, yeah, we tried to, it fell apart, it really did, and I'm going to tell you something you don't know about black folks. We would be on your side, they're talking white people, we would be on your side a lot more if you would, just not ever talk about how you feel about anything. Rachel, we'll catch up to you. Now, serious, because black people on the edge of going, what the fuck is Obama doing? But it's too many white people outwardly hating him, so we can't. We go, you shut the fuck, you shut up. I'll be against him. Like, stop. I'm having rallies and all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, I'm this close to. I'm mad at him because I thought I would have a white slave, but I thought.
It's the hottest comedy event of the year, the Comedy Get Down World Tour, with Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. One hilarious night of comedy with the funniest comedians in the country. Get ready to laugh like you've never laughed before. With Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez,
Check this out as we combine
November 27th, in two big shows. Tickets at the box office and online at AXS.com. Tickets on sale now. Live at the Verizon Theater. Sunday, November 27th, in two big shows. Love Jones. Live at the Verizon Theater. Sunday, November 27th, in two big shows. Love Jones. A musical.
Casually before. These niggas was sitting in front of Starbucks smoking crack and drinking coffee. I said, this is off the hook. Talking about politics. I seen one crackhead trying to break into somebody's car, man, and this truck called me. I tried to stop. I said, hey! And he looked back and saw me and said, I said, nigga, that was me that said that. I'm not trying to help you. I want the shit to stop. Crackheads like that. I had a crackhead break my car window one time. Broke it! You know, he stole fucking candy bar I had lying on the table. All he took, goddamn candy bar. I was so mad. I drove around the neighborhood 5 hours looking for a crackhead with chocolate on his face. I did this. I finally found when I grabbed that motherfucker. Hey, man, what's all this chocolate on your face? Motherfucker! He looked confused. Chocolate? This is doo-doo, baby. I said, ah! Oh, man. But you know what I like about San Fran, and the reason I picked this city to do my special is because of all the major cities in America, somehow people get along here better than anywhere else I've seen in the country. That's right. That's right. And I always admire San Fran for that. And today I realized how you did it. Put all the niggas on the other side of that bridge. There's nothing happy on that side. Did you read San Francisco like, boy, thanks for coming to San Francisco. Come back in April, we're having a tail on burgers. So you get to the other side. Well, I'm an Oakland bitch.
And then he starts making demands. You
What? Oh, God, why is this happening? He was working my way. It was tight. Just that minute. I got saved, dude. I was so lucky. This guy at the oven, but snapped. He lost his mind. I seen it happen. Screamed out, "Rush him!" Come on, all of us. Charge of the out. And it was like a movie. This homeless dude seen him coming. Shot one off. I died next to like the Matrix. Remember? The guy behind me wasn't so lucky, though.
No!
That shit was gross. It didn't kill him, but it was. I'm sure that fucked his day up. You're not gonna have a normal day if a homeless dude busts him out of your forehead at 8:30 in the morning. That's a wrap on the rest of the day. Ah! I was freaking out.
It burns! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Everyone was standing around looking, even the homeless dude come back. I guess he was finished. He came back to his temple.
Oh, this is my stuff.
I said, relax, motherfucker. I had to take a breath.
I know it.
I said, you can't get AIDS from a homeless dude busting a knife in your forehead. That's not how it spreads. I don't even know if that's just true. That's just what I told him, man. He was so scared I had to say something. I don't know where AIDS comes from. Who the fuck knows? Scientists don't even know. Scientists still say AIDS started because somebody had sex with a monkey. Word. After all this research, this is the best explanation that you came up with, monkeys. Nobody fucks monkeys and people, you idiot. You either fuck monkeys or you fuck people. That's it. There's no in between. You're not going to get some monkey pussy on Tuesday and then be like, I'm going to call Charlene on Thursday. No. Once you fuck a monkey, that's a firm decision. I'm out of the human pussy game for good. Ridiculous. You act like monkeys are just as open as waiting for people to fuck them, man. Yeah, monkeys don't want to be fucked by people. Think about it. Think how hard it would be to catch a monkey and fuck it. That's ridiculous. That's how it had to go then. You think you're just going to walk up to him in the woods and brag this nigga with fruits and bananas? Hey, buddy. Hey.
Motherfucker named Renny Coyote. It just don't feel good enough. He's putting me on the spot. I said, well,
Forget about me. What's going on with you? I want to meet your chief. Why don't me and your chief and your friends get together tonight? We're going to have a real live peace pipe smoking ritual. We need to celebrate, nigga. I thought you were dead. And he set it up. It was beautiful. It was just like I dreamed. He was all sitting around and he was beating the drum. Other Indians came out the back with a long blanket that was folded in half and put in front of him. Open that shit up, and on the blanket was a long wooden pipe with feathers. And bags of weed were all over the blanket. Chief walked over.
The big ones are 50. The little ones are 25.
Me and those Indians got high as shit. I was baked. I told the chief. We was talking. I cut them off. Time out, chief. Sorry to interrupt. Well, smash, man. The weed's too strong. The spirit has got me. And the chief threw some water in my face. Calm down, black face. Splash. I can add his black feet, motherfucker. Take it easy.
You're welcome to stay amongst me and my tribe for the night until the spirits leave you.
And they gave me my own teepee to sleep in, which sounds nice. I personally felt like I was a little fucked up, you know, because they all had houses, man. It's like, why can't I sleep with y'all in the house and watch TV? They got to be on the drain and all that.
Get down world tour with Century Entertainer, Neil Hewlett, Eddie Griffin. from last resort. With Stephanie Griffin, T.L. Houston, Stuart Colbert, and Ollie Murphy. If you want to hear the ABS, the American Airlines Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank y'all so much. And y'all so much. It was very cool. Thank you. Good to be here in Seattle. Good to be here. And this is nice because I never know what to expect, you know. But, you know, people say anything to me. Yeah. I hear, Wanda. One show this lady yelled out, Wanda, I love you. I'm like, thank you. Love you too. And she goes, I named my dog after you.